Our next case is number 12,024. Ralph and Patricia McBride are seeking a variance from the rear yard setback, sections 115-34 and 115-181 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Mute Swan Lane, approximately 540 feet east of Dotsboro Drive. The 911 address is 34831 Mute Swan Lane, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 796. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and no mail returns. And specifically, the applicant is requesting a 6.1-foot variance for an addition and, a 6.1-foot variance for a chimney and a 4.1-foot variance for the addition.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Ralph McBride, 3483 Mute Swan Lane, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 119971.
Thank you. Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Yes, I was just putting in for a variance based on the information there. We had built an addition on the property. We built it based on the previous plot plan, the plot plan from the original building. Because I bought it new, the house was built, and it said I had a 26-foot setback on the back of the property, so we built a 16-foot addition, thinking we had 10 foot behind it.
Right.
I basically maintain the property behind there. There's a development behind there, Cove Woods. Woods Cove, I'm sorry. And that's right behind my property. But yes, that's all I'm here for, basically, is we already built the room. I had the permits submitted based on the plot plan. I hired a builder. They brought them in, had everything done, proved everything. They built it, came back for the inspections. Everything was fine until the last one. I didn't even see it coming. All of a sudden, I get a letter saying that it was approaching the back property, didn't have the variance of 10 feet. So I had to get a new survey done, go through that, and then it proved the point that the house was actually further to the rear than the plot plan state that I had. So
where's the plot plan that you had? This is the new one.
There was one in there that I submitted with it.
Well, there's one here, but it looks like your new one.
Yeah, that probably is. Let me see if I have a couple copies of that, but
does he need a copy?
You won't be able to get that back right away.
Okay, wait, I can pass it down.
Okay.
And we can make a copy for you.
Okay, well, that's fine. I have it, you know what I mean? So I just feel that wouldn't be doing that. Let me go through this, I guess, then. As far as the uniqueness of the property, the problem was based on the original plot plan was incorrect. So that's why I had no idea that we did anything wrong. I was just planning on building that, and I don't think that it's not affecting anything that way. Cannot otherwise be developed. Nothing in the criteria with the property is a problem. It was a problem with the original plot plan at settlement 2007. It was wrong. That's my argument. I didn't really know that there was an issue, and even after it was done until the end.
This is the original.
And we were just planning on retiring there. So I didn't create this. I was just planning on retiring and just expand my property, my living space, just to make it more comfortable to live there. And that was based on that. So I don't feel it'll alter essential character of the neighborhood, because basically there's a retention pond straight behind me. It won't be developed. They have a gazebo, horseshoe pits, different things. That's what's directly behind me. They're building townhomes on the one side and carriage homes on the other side, but it's all away from the retention pond. It's off to the sides. So basically, there's nothing going to be developed behind me at all.
Okay.
So we'll see if there's any questions from members of the board, and we'll start with you, Mr. Workman. Do you have any questions?
You were going by the
the original plot plan that I received in 2007.
You were going by this?
Yes, that was it. I had no stakes, I had nothing. It was just, when I got it, I figured that we had the room to do it.
Did you get a permit?
Yes. The builder went through all that and put everything in. I had, the permit number is on my application.
That's all right, but you did get a permit, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I went through everything. The electrical, everything was bought off up to the CO, or the occupational, whatever, I'm not sure.
Did he read the word the setback was on a permit?
Excuse me?
The setbacks, what they were on the permit?
Just based off of this, saying that we had enough room to do it. I mean, setbacks would have been 10 feet if it's a 16-foot addition in the back, and it said we stated on that.
When you added that to it, did you measure the setbacks then?
Not to this, just based on air. I don't have no stakes back there or nothing until I surveyed it. Now I do. I mean, that's...
Why'd you survey it?
Because they said I had to prove where my property line was. When they came out to do the final
inspection,
certificate of occupancy, I got a letter in the mail saying it was the wrong place, and I had no idea.
Gotcha.
So they spray painted my lawn saying it was here, and if you look at it in the back of there, they have, you know, it's the builder put sod and everything all around the touch upon, and he still maintains that. I mean, he cuts only to there. I lost on the property,
sir,
the two neighbors next to me.
Question I got is, if he didn't know where the lines were at, how did he know where the setbacks were at?
He did know where the lines were. He had a survey that said that his existing home was 26 feet from the property line.
Right. Yes.
So he based on that survey, the original survey, that and that came with your mortgage.
When I went to settlement.
When he went to settlement, it showed he had 26 feet to the property line. So he assumed that he could build 16 feet.
But the guy didn't know where your property, he didn't know where the property line was.
Right? Yeah, he knew it was right there where that.
Based on this.
Based on that.
Yeah.
And it's straight back in the house. We didn't go off the angle or do anything. We went straight back.
Okay.
And the builder obtained the permit and
everything, yes.
Yeah.
And we passed everything, all the inspections, everything.
You relied on someone else to do it for you.
So he used this drawing to present to the county?
Yes.
Honest mistake.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
And is that another development behind you?
Yes.
Common areas. Common areas, right?
Yeah, because right here is actually, you see the retention. They're building
I guess they're like townhomes. They're not less condos, like type of house.
Okay.
And then over here is like a carriage.
Three houses in it. But there's nothing directly behind me.
Right.
Right now, this is built. So there's one right here. This is a retention pond. The fountain over here,
yep.
The gazebo,
buildable.
Yeah. This is all landscaped all around it and everything like that. So they're not going to build back on that. That runs from there through development. All retention, it runs into here. You know what I mean? That's the retention pond there.
Okay.
I think you brought that survey.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
no problem.
Felt
I submitted it with it. I put it all in. It was definitely in there.
Better.
I had to seal and all that stuff on it. And I just made copies of it. Brian sent it.
Yeah, it looks like it's off on the sides, too.
It was. Everything, the whole house was.
Yeah, it looks like it's shifted.
Now I'm worried about the
west.
Rest of the development. I don't know where everything's at. It's the same guy. And he did it from Newcastle. I mean, he's up in
it looks like there. He did the survey from Newcastle County.
He might have done it from his desk. I don't know.
Scary.
Yeah, because, I mean, other people are going to try to sell their house, and maybe they did something just based off of that, and they're going to run the same thing with me. So I'm going to definitely tell people. But I had to get the survey just to prove that it was right. Nice. So.
I call them and tell them I want my money back.
That's who should be getting my money.
Should be.
I took mine over tonight, whatever I gave you guys, so this is where I'm at.
So. Okay. Then are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Chairman?
You mentioned neighbors. Have you had any discussion with neighbors about it?
And they're fine with it. They haven't. Okay. It doesn't affect them at all. And it's really nice. It came out very nice.
No,
it matched the house and everything.
Did you have to get HOA approval or anything?
Yes. Yeah, I got all that done too, everything.
Okay. All right. Thank you. No further questions.
Already. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
I got one more question.
Okay.
Did you build Ford, Chevys, or Dodges?
No, aerospace.
Aerospace, oh, UAW, okay.
Yeah, Chinooks, B-22s, military helicopters.
Gotcha.
Some airplane parts, yes.
Any discounts?
I'd like to fly on one, but we'll see.
No other questions.
Okay. And Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that there's certainly a uniqueness here that, in the situation that property owner was an applicant was misled as to where his property lines were, and relied on someone else to that should have known where they were and done a proper job. And because of the mistake, I think it's now necessary to enable reasonable use of his property, and obviously it wasn't created by him. We didn't hear that it would alter the sense or character of the neighborhood or detrimental to public welfare, or actually even don't believe it'll substantially or permanently impair the uses of or development of adjacent property, since the adjacent property appears to be common area. I think he's asking for a minimum to afford relief, and I make a motion that we approve case number 12,024.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. Rickard, that we approve, case number 12,024. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 12,024 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Mr. Rickard?
Thanks a lot.
Yep.